Imagine this. You sketch the perfect logo late at night. It clicks. Color, rhythm, personality, and you walk into the client meeting confident. 10 minutes later, they're nodding, then silence. Questions flood in. Scope, cost. Feels like the idea just slips through your hands. Now flip that scenario. Same sketch, same idea, but you narrate it with a tight story. Sequence the visuals so each slide answers the next question, and the client leans forward and says, "When do you start?" Today, we're unpacking exactly how to make that second meeting inevitable. Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling, with your co-host, Wendy.
Hey everyone, excited to be here. Today's promise, a three-part playbook you can use in your next client meeting. First, how to frame the problem so decisions become obvious. Second, which fidelity and tools to pick based on audience and outcome. Third, how to package deliverables so the project keeps moving after you leave the room.
All right, let's jump into segment one, foundation. Why does presentation design matter more than ever? It's simple. Clients buy clarity, not concepts. Your job is to remove doubt. Start every pitch with the decision you want them to make. Lead with that, and everything else becomes scaffolding.
Think of a pitch like a conversation at a dinner table. You don't present the dessert before the main course. You set context. Who's at the table, what problem we're solving, and what success looks like. In studio work, we call this audience-first framing. Who's in the room? What metrics do they care about? Revenue, retention, foot traffic? Name those up front and watch ambiguity disappear.
A quick studio example. We once redesigned a retail client's identity. Before we showed a single logo, we opened with a slide that said, "Goal, increase in-store conversion by 12% in 6 months." That line alone aligned the CFO, the marketing director, and the store manager. The visuals that followed were measured against that goal, not vanity preferences.
Exactly. Another foundation tip, use a simple narrative arc. Problem, insight, solution, impact. Keep each section to one or two clear visuals. If you can narrate the story in one sentence, you're ready to build the deck. When you do this, you're not selling a pretty thing. You're selling a business outcome.
Segment two, deep dive and tools. Now we get tactical. The first decision, fidelity. Low, mid, or high. Each has a time and place. Low fidelity sketches are perfect for early alignment. They invite collaboration and reduce attachment. Mid fidelity comps show hierarchy and flow without implying final polish. High fidelity is for buy-in on final assets and scope.
A rule of thumb we use, when you need feedback on ideas, use lo-fi. When you need approval to produce, use hi-fi. And always label your slides so the client knows what you want from them. Feedback on concept versus approval to proceed to development. Those labels give people permission to act.
Let's talk tools you can narrate easily in audio. A simple slide sequence might be one-line brief, problem evidence, data or user quote, 2 to 3 concept sketches, a recommended direction labeled studio recommendation, estimated impact and timeline. Say each slide title out loud as you move through them. It builds rhythm and makes your sequence predictable.
Here are short, studio-tested script lines to lead clients toward a decision. Based on the metrics you shared, we recommend option B because it simplifies the purchase path. Or, this sketch prioritizes your user's need to find the product in under 3 taps. Those are not vague. They tie decisions to outcomes.
And a quick audio-friendly demo of slide order. Say the slide title, then summarize the visual in one line, then close with the action you want. Example, slide 3, concept A, compact mark for mobile-first users. Action, choose this to test on the home screen. Short, action-oriented, low friction.
Segment 3, real-world application. Time for a case study walkthrough. One sketch to a pitch win. Step 1. Start with the client's business question.
Step 2. Create a 3-panel sketch showing current experience, proposed change, and expected result. Step 3. Rehearse 2 scripts, one to open the conversation, one to close it. Rehearsal makes you calm and lets you react instead of rambling.
In a recent pitch we did, our opening script was, "We heard your customer drop-off happens at checkout. This presentation walks through 3 quick fixes and the one we think will move the needle fastest." We then showed a prioritized list with estimated lift. The client asked about cost and timeline, exactly the decision we wanted them to ask because it led to an approval conversation, not another vague critique.
Common objections sound like, "We need more options," or "This isn't our brand." Your move. Acknowledge, then refocus with a short pivot script. Try, "I hear you. More options can help during discovery. For this meeting, would you prefer we add 2 alternate directions or spend 30 minutes refining the recommended direction and run a quick user check?" Offer the path that keeps momentum.
Also, have a rehearsal checklist. 1. Define the decision you want. 2. Prepare 2 supporting metrics. 3. Label each slide with a clear action. 4. Practice a 60-second opening and a 30-second close. Do those 4 things and you'll cut a lot of noise from the session.
Imagination break. Quick exercise. Grab a napkin or a blank doc. Spend 1 minute sketching the current user path, 1 minute sketching the ideal path, and 1 minute writing the single line that explains the improvement. That's your meeting starter. Try it now and see how it sharpens your thinking.
Before we wrap, a case point on deliverables. Always include a next step slide with clear owner, dates, and what approved looks like. It's astonishing how often teams skip this and let projects stall. Make actions explicit and give people a deadline they can commit to.
Key takeaways, quick bullets to lock this in. First, start with the client's story and the decision you want. Second, choose fidelity to invite the right type of feedback, lo-fi for alignment, hi-fi for approvals. Third, package deliverables with clear actions, owners, and a timeline so work keeps moving.
2 little CTAs to take away. Test 1 of the script lines in your next meeting and register at mgwdstudios.com/submit to download our pitch templates and rehearsal checklist. The templates make it fast to build the sequence we talked about.
And that brings us to the close. And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas. So pick up that brush and paint boldly.
Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost.
Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. Imagine boldly, design brilliantly, connect creatively. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook.